Welcome to Ambit Energy's Ambitious 50, presented by Ambitious Radio. Whether you are a new marketing consultant, national consultant, or someone considering the Ambit opportunity, if you are looking to be motivated, inspired, and uncover what it takes to get to the next level, listening will be well worth the investment of your time. We have weekly engaging conversations with some of today's most influential Ambit leaders as they discuss their successes, failures, tipping points, and other priceless information that you can go apply immediately to your business after listening. Now, here's your host, Doug Parker.
All right, welcome back to Ambit Energy's Ambitious 50, and today we've got another exciting guest. He's an executive consultant, and he is a Pure Energy Award winner and has been on multiple five-star trips. Today we've got executive consultant Rick Vall. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Doug?
I am doing great. You know, we were kind of joking a little bit in the pre-show here just a moment ago with some of the advances in technology and how it is great when it all works like it's supposed to, but it can be a little frustrating when it doesn't, huh?
Absolutely. I can't imagine trying to build a network marketing business 30 years ago when people just had phones.
You know, it's amazing how technology and things have changed. And, you know, as we kind of just jump right into the show, let's kind of talk about that. You know, I know a few years ago you jumped into the business, and let's just talk a little bit about what that was like when you first jumped in and what your why was.
When I looked at it, this business, Ambit, 4.5 years ago, October 16th of 2011, I was working 7 days a week doing Travel League softball. My wife's a banker with M&T, and she was crazy busy with that. And, you know, 2008 hit, so we'd lost a bunch of money. She'd lost a bunch of money being in the banking industry. They took a lot of the perks away from her, so she was running up against numbers, and we were just going nuts. We just thought we were way too busy for anything else. So when we first got asked to take a look at this, my immediate reaction was absolutely not. Not interested, don't have time, even though we were at a point in our time in our life where the money coming in was good, but I was golfing 4 or 5 days a week. My wife is, like I said, a banker, and she likes to buy shoes, and we were traveling and vacationing and living the life of our dreams. So we didn't think we had the time, and the money, we were spending it faster than we could bring it in almost. But at the same time, when I went and looked at it, Doug, and I saw the residual possibilities on a bill that everybody that I knew had to pay, and we were offering it at a discount of what they were paying for, so below retail, I jumped in as soon as I saw the compensation plan, started plugging into this proven system that AMBA has. The process is so simple, and we just took off. So I guess that's a long answer to a pretty short why. Finances and time was our why when we first got into this business. We were short on both, and because of Ambit Energy, we're abundant on both at this point.
You know, that's quite, you know, as you kind of wrapped it up, you know, being short on time and short on finances. You know, I think everyone's why is some variation of those things. You know, when you really boil it down to the bottom line, and it's a great opportunity. I know that you know, myself in the business, I've had a little bit of success in traditional business, and then but the residual nature of it was the same thing that drew me in. It was that situation of, you know, I've made a lot of money when I work real hard, but if I stop working real hard, I've stopped making a lot of money. And, you know, this opportunity with the residual nature, you can work real hard, make a lot of money, and continue to make a lot of money, and make even more money if you want to keep working hard. So there's some really cool things about it. Now, let's talk about, you know, what it was actually like, you know, getting brought into the business. So was it something that, who were your sponsors?
Steve and Connie Sunday were our sponsors. I coached my daughter's softball team. Their daughter, our daughter, were best friends on that team. My daughter was the pitcher. She was the catcher. They were at our house. You know, she was at our house for, you know, almost every weekend for I can't tell you how many years playing sports and just being friends. So when they came to the first time they ever asked me about it, we were at a Powder Puff football game. It was that time of the year for juniors in high school up here in the Northeast where they all get together, and it's homecoming weekend, and so that the kids were very active in all that high school sports type things. And he came to me. I had golfed all day. We were at a Powder Puff football game, like I said, and I was just totally not interested. He had approached me with another deal 4 or 5 years earlier, So I absolutely wasn't interested. He came back on the following Sunday. The Buffalo Bills had won four games in a row, so you guys can all pinpoint exactly what day it was. It was October 16, 2011. They may not win four games ever again, so I look back at that as another fond memory. That was the day I saw Kim and Jim Mason across the table, and they showed me what I just told you, the residual income aspect of this, and to get paid on something that you do one time and it's willable, sellable, transferable. We were starving for this idea, but at the same time, 10 days earlier, I had totally blocked it out and just gave it no chance or opportunity for us getting in. And I thank God every day that Steve was persistent and consistent and came back and just made me take a look at it.
You know, I'd like to just, while you're talking about that, it just made me think that sometimes, you know, just as human beings, we can get frustrated with stuff. And, you know, I've heard a lot of times that just because somebody tells you no, it doesn't mean no, never. It just means no, not right now. And in your circumstance, it was literally just 10 days later. You know, and for whatever reason, hey, you'd played golf, maybe you're out in the sun, and, you know, you just weren't, you know, hearing what they were saying at the moment. But then just 10 short days later, you hear it from a different person. They were persistent with you. They came back in and asked you from a little different angle and said, hey, come meet some other folks, Jim and Kim Mason. You know, they brought you to some of the leaders, and you know, had enough of a relationship where you're like, okay, all right, I'll go listen to it. And then the light bulb went off. Something changed. It was a different voice. You know, and it's a situation where a lot of times it's kind of like farming. You know, you plant a seed, and if you just, if you just throw a seed out there, and you think it's just going to do what it does on its own, you know, it doesn't work out that well. You have to maintain the rows. You have to keep the weeds out. You have to make sure there's plenty of moisture and water and fertilizer. And then at some point, you've got to reap the harvest. And so, you know, I think that's a situation that's a real life situation where, you know, your friend, if you will, he could have just gotten mad at you and said, I can't believe you wouldn't look at this. I'm never talking to you again, or something crazy. And, you know, and potentially not been able to make the impact on your family's life that it has, as well as obviously he's continuing to get paid on that. So we got to keep ourselves in check and realize that just because somebody tells us no, it's not a personal attack on us. A lot of times it's just because the timing's not right for whatever reason, and that's a living testament right there of that situation.
Absolutely. I can't say enough. You got to stay persistent and consistent. Pastor Kenny, I don't know if you've ever heard his training on Q-tips, quit taking it personal. Mm-hmm. Silly, and I won't use stupid, but oops, I did. But I'm that guy. I take things personally a lot, and Steve could have taken it personally, and I know a lot of people on my team and all through Ambit, they take that personally, that first no. If we stay persistent and consistent, they're not saying no to us as a person, right? They're saying no, the timing isn't right. No, I'm not interested right now. No, I'm not in network marketing. People say no to network marketing before they even really know what network marketing is, because so many people have came to them with different things. Well, what we have our hands on right now is the best thing going in network marketing. We're flying up all the charts, the direct sales, Inc. 500, the JD Powers. I don't see any other network marketing company on any of those lists. So what we have our hands on right now is unbelievable time. So quit taking it personally. We take it so personally when someone says no, it hurts our feelings that we feel like we take it on ourselves. And a lot of people on my team say, when should I stop calling him? When should I, you know, I'm so upset with him. He's my best friend. He won't take a look at it. He won't even be my customer. And that takes a lot of people out, Doug. My best friend in this business, his name is Rodlin. I talked about him almost every day in this business as I'm sharing my story, because he's my driving force. He told Jim and Kim Mason no 6 months before I looked at the business. I would have been his only call, Doug. He's right. He's not a network marketer. He's an introvert. But he would have called me. I was his best friend. I was in his wedding. I took his daughter on vacation. We vacationed. We were golf friends, church friends, best friends since, you know, Little League baseball when we were 6, 7 years old. I would have been his only call. I would have said yes to him. I would have looked at it quicker with him. Things would have switched in my business, because I would have called my sponsor rather than him calling me. And my friend Rod Lynn now sits on the sideline still, not a customer, not a consultant, but would be making $10,000 a month plus for having me join the business and going to gather 20 customers, not consultants, 20 customers. His residual income would be $10,000 plus a month. and he still sits on the sideline and says, I don't think it's going to work. It's not going to work. Well, now it's ego for him because it is working, and I feel horrible that I use him as my driving force, but I'm going to go make hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, and there's nothing I can do to help him make that kind of money. But if he came in today, the opportunity is still there for him to come in and pass me income-wise if he went to work. So just keep saying, I'll get back to you. Ask him if you can follow up. Ask everybody that comes into your business that if you can follow up within a month, let you know how it's doing in 2 months. If you follow up with your prospects, no is no, not right now. It's no, not forever.
You know, one of the other things, and it's so important that you get involved and engaged in different trainings and listening to stuff like this, not self-promoting necessarily, but you know, whether it's a conference call or different things. Last night, actually, I was on Facebook doing something, and I saw something pop up of a conference call that was up in Connecticut, and I just jumped on it. I've never even been on their call ever. I just saw they posted it, so I thought I'd jump on it and listen to it for a minute while I was doing some desk work. But my point is that you just can't keep calling people back over and over again and saying the same thing either. Are you ready? 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 Because that gets pretty annoying, you know. At some point, you have to have something different to talk to them about. And, you know, if you just came back from a training and you said, oh, my goodness, I just got back from – yeah, from this training with Pastor Kenny, and he talked about Q-tip. And you know what? I have to apologize to you because, you know, as my friend, when you told me no, I took it personally, and it really made me upset that you wouldn't be my customer or my consultant or whatever. And then that's a way to get in and talk to them. And, yeah, they may blow you off again, or something may have changed in their life. So they may not have been in a position at that moment where they needed it. Maybe they were making $8,000-$10,000 a month, and life was great, and everything was good, and they may have been living paycheck to paycheck, but they were one paycheck ahead. And, you know, they may have a situation that has arisen, whether it's a health issue or a daughter that's getting married, that they've got to come up with $15,000 or $20,000 or more in the next year to marry her off. You just never know what the circumstances have changed, and so it's that's, you know, that's great information that you shared with us. But you gotta, you know, as if you're listening to this today, you've got to take this information and apply it, and then go back through the fundamentals of working your list, being consistent and persistent, and all those good things. So let's jump in real quick, and let's talk just kind of a little bit about things, you know, kind of how they've changed a little bit over the years.
Yeah, one more story on being consistent and persistent and giving people different options. Like you were just saying, my wife is fantastic at the business. We work this thing as a team. She's a great inviter. And we brought in her assistant manager at the bank January 2nd of 2012, 4 months after we got in the business. She got involved in the business and got her first handful of customers and did nothing. So we kept dripping on her, showing her our success, and she saw us going to meetings and trainings and all these things, and she comes to us with this name of her chicken list of all chicken lists, the star of her list. Everybody wants this person on the list. Her name is Cindy Aronson. She's a John Maxwell trainer. She promotes businesses in Chautauqua County. She's fantastic. Cindy Aronson, you look at her up online, and it's just like, wow, this is the person you want in your business, right? So 3 months goes by. We finally get a sit down with Cindy Aronson, and it's just the perfect invite. Will you take a look at this? Do me a favor. Take a look at this. Give me your opinion on it. So we go to Cindy's house. I go with Lori Fisher. We're going to the house. Cindy's just looking at it as a customer. Lori's thinking we're just going to show her as a customer. I sit down. We show her the whole business. We show her the Inc. 500, the Better Business Bureau, J.D. Powers. We had just got the repurposed book from John Maxwell, 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. We sit down with her. We show her the business. Get Kim Mason on the call for a three-way call. Picture perfect. At the end of the thing, she goes, can I be more than just a customer? She gets in, gets her three customers, goes nothing else, goes dark on us for 6 months. Jennifer's persistent and consistent, invited her to business presentations, invited her to local trainings, invited her to Ambition, invited her to everything possible that we had. And it wasn't an annoying, it was just a quick text. Hey, listen, I know you were excited about it. This is what we got going on. Are you available? This. And she would say yes, and then she would back out. She would say yes, and she'd back out. Brian McClure comes to our area November of 2012. So 5 or 6 months has went by, and we've had very little interaction. She's never been to a business presentation, only seen a home show, never been to a training, but she's a leadership guy or a girl, I'm sorry. And she knows John Maxwell, and Brian and John are friends. So we say, hey, listen, there's a leadership breakfast. If you come to a Friday night training with Brian, I'll get you into the leadership breakfast the next day. Cindy comes to that. She gets fired up. She goes to breakfast the next day. She gets even more fired up. 3 months later, she's a senior, has two seniors in her business, and was the last person who pushed me over the edge. Power Trip Weekend 2013 that took us to executive consultant. So if Jennifer didn't stay persistent and consistent, didn't, even though she was in the business, this lady is in the business. How many people have people in the business that are fading off? They're not doing it, and we get frustrated with them. My wife stayed persistent, consistent, got her to an event, got her to another event. 3 months later, she's in a senior consultant, two seniors in her business, and today she's got, you know, I don't know the residual, but it's over 1,000, I would guess, in residual income, and she's able to do some things in her other business because of Ambit Energy that she wouldn't have been able to do. So she's got an income, she's got a bunch of friends making money, and she's making a little bit of money, but that never would have happened, and I don't know how our business would have been changed as far as where we are in the business, if my wife wouldn't have stayed consistent and persistent with Cindy Aronson. And, you know, it's been life changing. So it's all about staying persistent and consistent, not just with new prospects and potential customers, but consultants that are in your business too. Never give up on them until, like Debbie Atkinson says, you know, they threaten to call the cops. And then Debbie always asks one more time to see if they're serious.
That's kind of funny, you know, with the, you know, being persistent and consistent, and you know, at the end of the day, you know, you really have to stay on top of those things, and you got to have, like we talked about, you know, different ways to go at them with stuff. And these events, we can't talk about them enough, the different opportunities. For me, you know, it's always good. I literally had one of our new consultants the other day that came for a quick little training we had before a business presentation, then she left. And then afterwards, I asked her, I said, hey, where are you going? She goes, oh, I've already seen this before. And so I didn't have time to talk to her right then. So I called her back later, and I went through the process, and I was like, well, hey, it's great. I mean, I'm glad that you've seen it before. Next week, we'll go ahead and let you jump up and do the presentation. She goes, oh, no, I can't do that. And I'm like, well, why not? Well, because, you know, I'm not familiar enough with it. I said, exactly. You know, that's the reason why you come to these things, is because you get familiar with it. You hear different things. You hear different people say sometimes the exact same words, but for some reason it may be a different accent, it may be a different story they tell. There's something else different that resonates with you or your guest that helps you to you know, kind of wrap your head around it in a little different way. And I love that you happen to, you know, be a situation where she knew John Maxwell and she was able to kind of bridge the gap and get to a Brian McClure event where he was there, and then all of a sudden, boop, gets back rolling again, and it kind of gets a little new energy. I mean, there's different seasons. Every season has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and you know, there's different times where they've got things in their life, so they may get in and get excited and get going really quick and have to tap the brakes a little bit because life happens or whatever the case may be. So that's a great story, and that's how you get to executive. You know, that's what you were just saying there. So that's really, really great stuff. Now let's talk a little bit about your invitation and your 15 to, you know, maybe 20-second elevator pitch. What does that look like when you're talking to someone?
I'm always trying to get to know them. I don't consider it an elevator pitch. I ask questions about them. I get to know them. In the process of doing that, I'm trying to figure how they're going to fit in my business, or if we want them to fit in our business from the moment I meet somebody. You know, and I don't prejudge, but I do judge a little bit as we go through. There's some people that, in my opinion, you know, every dud knows a stud, but there's people that I'm just not going to be comfortable with leading in my business or wanting to work with. So as soon as I start a conversation, I'm looking for people with integrity, people who are, you know, hardworking, people who are family people, if they're husband and wife, and, you know, strong family values. So I'm asking all those questions. I ask them what they do. Ask them what they do for fun, the whole form. What do you do for recreation? And then they always, if you're asking enough questions, if you ask enough questions and they don't ask you what you do, that's not one of the person you want in your business, because they're all about themselves. So when they ask me, finally, they'll ask me, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes into the conversation, they'll ask me, hey, what do you do? And I simply bait the hook and I just say, listen, I'm in the energy business. I help people save money on their utilities. Some people I help get it for free and others I help make a residual income on that. And then I go on to something else. I go back asking questions. Inevitably, they'll come back at me and they'll ask me, tell me about that energy business. What's the part-time energy business? What is that? You're 46 years old and you have a part-time business? That's all you do? And we'll develop a conversation and take it down that path. But I'm always trying to develop a relationship with a cold prospect, someone I don't know, before I'll invite them to come take a look at any business presentation or send any videos or any of that stuff.
You know, that's great, guys. I mean, you're listening to this. It's getting the other person, start with the end in mind. Questions are the answers. I mean, it's all those types of things that we've heard before, but that's putting it into real activity, you know, really applying those types of things. Now, as we kind of continue to transition through here, what would you say is one of the personal habits that's contributed most to your success?
Personal development. Jim Mason got me on personal development early on in my business. I've, you know, high school growing up, I've always been competitive, always wanted to win. You know, some people say winning isn't everything. I can't disagree. I can't disagree more. I think winning is everything. So I've always been that guy, but I was never really on a personal development path before, a little bit here and there. But Jim Mason early on in the business got me, you know, really reading some great books and things like that. So every day, not some days, not, you know, I'm more persistent and consistent with my personal development than I am with follow up with my business, because I know if I stay focused on that, everything else will fall into place. Sort of like you said, you know, start with the end in mind. And I know if I work on myself, people will want to follow me. They'll be attracted to me more than if I'm out there just going through the motions.
So you mentioned a couple of books that are kind of like your favorite books. So what's one of your favorites that you think from a personal development, maybe one book that you just personally like that may or may not have anything to do with Ambit, and then one that if you are an Ambit consultant and you haven't read this one yet, you have to read it.
I think the one that, as you're getting into the business, How to Win Friends and Influence People is a must in Ambit Energy Business. It's a phenomenal book. It is... you know, it's not just going to help your Ambit business, it's going to help you in your personal life, it's going to help you in your business life, it's going to help you with your kids, it's going to help you no matter what journey you take here on out. If you haven't read that book, that's one of the books that is a must read. Think and Grow Rich is another one. Right now, and I'm bouncing off Ryan Holiday a lot right now, and he's got a book out, The Obstacle is the Way. And this is, it'll help you in your network marketing business. But again, this book, any book that I'm going to recommend is not just going to be helping in network marketing. I think network marketing helps everybody in all aspects of their life if they take the nuggets out of it. But this Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday, I was studying the ego and found out about Ryan Holiday a few weeks ago. And the last 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, as I'm riding my bike, I got Ryan Holiday blasted in my ears, and it's an amazing book. And if you haven't read it, I would get you and anybody you know, because with all the stuff we have going on, you know, everybody has obstacles, everybody has hurdles. It's a matter if you're going to run through them, run around them, or let them stop you in your tracks. And, you know, winners will find a way every time to go around the obstacle or through the obstacle. The people that are going to drop off in this business are going to think the obstacle is too big and try to do something else. But what they're going to find when they go to try to do something else is the obstacle is still there. It's them. And that's what they need to get over.
Man, that is good stuff. So you've got obstacles in your business. Everybody doesn't just say yes to you and then become your customer also and get going?
Well, I wasn't talking about me. I have no options. Yeah, absolutely. Everybody. If you talk to Mary or Richard, Brian McClure, Chris Atkinson, you know, everybody's had obstacles. We all just made a way to get around those obstacles. And I know you're doing it right now. You put like 30 people in your business in the last 30 days or something crazy and moving that number. But you've had obstacles, right? I personally talked to Ray Monty and personally talked to Brian and personally talked to Kim and Jim and Daryl Stark. Well, we all have obstacles. But the winners are going to find the way to get around the obstacles, you know. Everybody has people that quit on them in this business, and it hurts, man. When they quit, you know that they need it and want it and could do it and are doing the right things most of the time, but they don't do the thing, the consistent stuff. They don't plug into the team call. You said it earlier. You were on a team call that you didn't even know existed until last night. Well, that's what winners do. That's what executive consultants in this business do. The ones that aren't going to make it to executive consultants are the ones that become senior and are going along in their senior code, and something pops up, a rate doesn't come out their way, or, you know, this happens or that happens, or I have a baby, or, you know, I twist my ankle, the screen door, whatever it is, and they let that one little thing take away their dreams. And it's the most frustrating thing as a sponsor to see that happen, and then it's happened to me many times. I get drug down in the squirrel hole with them for a little bit, and finally I pull myself out and say, listen, that's your stuff. I can only help you as much as you want to be helped. I can mentor, teach, coach, put you in situations to win, but if you want to let something so minute as a screen door falling off your house take you and your family out of your dreams, I can't help you.
You know, I was thinking about that last night, and for whatever reason, I got in the office yesterday morning like at 6:45 a.m., and it was just one of those days I just had a bunch to do, so I got in early, got rolling, and then last night at 5:45, I was kind of feeling like I don't have much juice left in me. I was running out of juice, which I'm a pretty intense guy and pretty hardcore, but something had hit me. It was, and I don't know where I had heard this from, but it was like just one more call. So I pull out my list and I'm like, okay, I got to pound out just a couple more calls. And then, you know, I'm going through and I'm just plowing through it. And I'm like, okay, I just got to make one more call. And I just got to make one more call. And I wound up making like five or six more calls. But I'm not saying that for anything towards me. I'm just saying that in general, I know that mental feeling. It would have been easy to have checked out yesterday at 5:45. I mean, 11 solid hours of work yesterday. You know, nobody's going to tell you that you skipped out on something there. But ultimately, I didn't wind up leaving. I think it was until 6:30 or 6:40. So it was almost a 12-hour day yesterday. And but I say that if at the end of every day, you know, you look yourself in the mirror every single day. I mean, you're the only one that really knows everything you do, you know, other than God. So, if you can look yourself in the mirror at the end of the day and say, I did everything I could possibly do today, then you know what? You're probably going to be all right. You're probably going to get it done. But you know, sometimes your boss may not see where you're goofing around on your cell phone, or they may not see this or that, but eventually your production will show that. And, you know, activity creates activity. And Brian talks about taking massive action. Those are the kind of things, just one more call, just one more call, just one more call. If you just keep doing just one more call, it'll be amazing what you can get accomplished. Now, let's talk about just for a moment some memories. Let's talk about some different things over the past, you know, 4, 5, 6 years or so that have been created because of Ambit.
Some of my best memories in Ambit are five-star trips that we've been fortunate enough because of a great team of people. You cannot win a five-star trip without a huge amount of support and work from people within your business, you know, your sponsor and sponsors in your team. But being in the pool with Chris and Jerry in Mexico was one of the highlights of my life, basically. You know, you got Jerry Thompson and Chris, they're running a $1 billion company, not $1 million, not $100 million, $1.4 billion company. I put them, when I'm talking about these guys, I put them up there with Bill Gates and Donald Trump and Warren Buffett and, you know, Zuckerberg and the Google guys. An American business, these guys are amazing business leaders in American business, not just network marketing. So to hang out with those guys in a pool in Mexico and just, you know, talk life, talk politics, talk religion, talk business, Jennifer and I and the, I think, 15 other people, 20 other people that were in the pool that day, if you didn't take away a life-changing moment that day, you never will. It was absolutely amazing. So those in it, we've spent some time with them in Tahoe. My wife was beating Chris and Jerry on the golf course at the, where they have the NBC Celebrity Challenge. It's snowing. Chris and Jerry, we're up on the green, and these geese come over us, and it's the most beautiful sight. You'll hear Jerry, if you ask Jerry to talk about it, he'll tell you about this. It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in person, and it was just picturesque, but it was because of hard work that got us to that point. It's those kind of things. That's my personal stuff, but my team stuff, when I get single moms calling me on the phone, and I'll get teary here, sorry, calling me on the phone saying it's the first time I haven't had to put Christmas on a credit card. If that doesn't take your breath away, when a single mom calls you and says it's the and it's not like she's a 1 or 2 year old, she's got a 12 or 13 year old at the time, and it's the first time she hasn't had to put Christmas on a credit card, and it's all because of Ambit Energy. Now, that's not $1,000 a week or $1,000 a month. It's $200 or $300 a month that changed this lady's life. That stuff, that's why I'm in the business. It's little things like that. When you get those success stories within your team and people walking away from their 9-to-5 jobs to pursue this full time and becoming financially free within your team and free energy, you see these free energy checks pop up and $1,200 a year in free energy, guys. Are you kidding me? You know what that, that's life changing for some people. That's just getting 15 customers to save money on their bill, and you get a rough, and then it varies for everybody, I know, but the $1,200 a year, it'll change your Christmas, it'll change your vacation, it'll change, you know, you take $1,200 and you help 15 people save money, put that on your mortgage for 15, 17 years, it's paid off, a 30-year mortgage, you can pay it off 12, 13 years early just on that piece. People are missing the simplicity of Ambit Energy and what this business can do for everybody.
You know, I'm glad that you brought that up, because it's often that we will go to an event and we'll talk about, you know, Brian McClure's there. He's a, you know, made $27 million or whatever the number is. And I'm sure by the time this recording's out, it'll be, you know, more than that just because of the kind of money he makes. But with that being said, it is about that, and that's great. And hey, you know, you can go out there and do that. I can do it. I mean, it may take us a little bit of time, but there's, you know, something like 350 million people in America. You know, there's a few more left for us to sign up as customers and as consultants. But the point is that the people that are making the $200, $300, $400, $500 a month, that they were paycheck to paycheck or less than, they won't even be able to make ends meet, and now they've got free energy. Maybe now they've got you know, an extra $300 or $400 in cash coming in each month that they can, you know, just build up a little bit of a savings. So in case they have a flat tire, they can get a new tire. I mean, it's crazy how that how many people that can make a difference in. And I had kind of a similar deal. I had a single mom the other day that's made something like maybe, I don't know, $3,000 or $4,000 in the past 4 months or so. And she literally could not get her car inspected because her tires were too bald. And she hadn't really figured out Power Zone and really hadn't been paying a whole lot of attention to it. And I was like, well, and I felt pretty comfortable. She had some pretty good money coming. So I went back in and kind of looked at it in the Power Zone on my side. And I was like, hey, how much are tires? She's like, well, they're like $600 and I'm going to have to wait till payday. And I was like, well, hey, do you know how much money you got coming this week from your Ambit check? She goes, I have no idea, Doug. I don't know how much. I said, well, based upon my calculations, it looks like about $640, but why don't you log in and check it out and make sure? And she's like, are you kidding me? And it was the crazy. I mean, she was just so like, I can't believe, like, I'm going to be able to get new tires. And she was able to go down there and get them and get her car inspected. And it was unexpected. She just didn't realize how much momentum she had already had. And some of her other consultants were making some activities happen. And you're right. It's those types of things that are really going to make the difference. And it's great, you know, when people become millionaires. Don't get me wrong. But it's the thousands of those, either, you know, 100 heirs or 1,000 heirs, that it really makes a difference in their life. When somebody's a millionaire, the difference between having 900,000 and a million is not that big of a difference. The difference between being able to feed your kids or pay for, you know, Christmas or not put on a credit card, that is huge.
Absolutely. I literally have my hair standing up on my arms listening to you tell that story, because people don't understand how they're going to get paid. They don't understand, you know, the 55s and the 135s and the 80s and how that can compound for them as this business builds. And it will, if we keep this thing simple and try to help people make $400 or $500 a month, everybody in Ambit Energy will be way better off than all of us trying to make $100,000 a month.
Right, no question about it. So now let's flip the script a little bit. Now let's go to the other side of the area here. So we've got the great stories. Now there's bad stuff that happens too. Let's talk about one of the times in Ambit Energy when it was one of the lowest of the lows and how you persevered through that. Because what I want to make sure that people do when they're listening to this is that we're sharpening their skills. Not that it's just motivational and we're pumping them up. And like Zig Ziglar used to say, I mean, you know, some people talk about how motivation, you know, doesn't last and it wears off. And he says that's kind of like bathing. That's why we recommend you do it daily. Okay. But the other side of it is that really there's negative stuff that happens in this world. And if you're not prepared for it, it can throw you off your game. It can make you not be persistent and consistent. And, you know, Brian talks about how action takes you out of doubt and doubt takes you out of action. So sometimes there is doubt. Let's talk about some of the doubt that you have had over the last 5 years or so. And what was one of the toughest times you went through?
Fantastic question. And I like talking about this too, and it's you don't get it on normal calls, so thank you for having this program where we can be a little bit real and talk that there are struggles. We're executive consultants. You know, there's times in this business that we've thought about not doing the business early on in the business. It just wasn't what we thought it was going to be in some regards. But through mentorship with the Jim and Kim, we get through that stuff, and Brian and Richard and Mary have helped us out immensely. Recently, one of the biggest things that's taken me and a lot of people out of their game permanently, temporarily, is something up here in the Northeast. Other parts of the country don't know what's going on, but it's called the polar vortex. Me and Ray Monty talked about it a couple weeks ago. And it's just something that happened. It was a 100-year weather event that no one, Chris and Jerry, couldn't forecast. Our buyers couldn't forecast. Every incumbent provider of natural gas and electricity in Northeast were paying 100 times what they were selling gas and electric for in the Northeast. So if we were paying 4 cents, or if we were charging 4 cents for it, it was costing us $4. Now you can't do business like that. So what happens is, you know, prices rise up here in the Northeast and some people end up paying a little bit more than they should pay. A site pops up called consumeraffair.org and all sorts of crazy non-truth stories get put up on there and it rises to the top of the list. And we've been fighting the polar vortex and consumer affairs websites up here for about a year and a half, and we're on the downside of it and it's all going away. But what people don't understand about the whole polar vortex, it doesn't matter if you were with Ambit Energy, National Fuel, National Grid, Con Edison, Direct Energy, whatever company up here, they recovered their money. They had to. Businesses can't run on a 400% loss. Just won't happen. Doesn't matter if you're a multi-billion dollar business. It's just not going to happen. So that's one of the pitfalls we've had up here. But what I'll tell you, in the Northeast where I'm from, New York, I never had one of my family members pay more for their gas and electric because they were all in a guaranteed savings plan. Period, the end. Not one of my family, but friends and other people's businesses were paying a little bit more than they should, and it almost took me out.
You know, that's something that you have to be aware of. And the reason why I like to talk about these kind of things, I've been in business the last 13 years. I have not been employed by an employer. And so there's some great things about that, but there's some terrible things about that too, because I don't have where I can just clock out at 5 o'clock and just go, oh, hey, my boss will take care of it. If I want to call in sick tomorrow, somebody's going to handle it. It'll be okay. I mean, if it's to be, it's up to me. Now, we've always got a group of people, you know, within our organization that can do a lot of different things, but I just don't have that particular option of just, you know, somebody else will handle it when it gets too hot for me to handle or whatever. But with Ambit Energy, if you haven't, it's kind of like a marriage. If you haven't been through hard times yet, you just ain't lived long enough, okay, because it's going to come, and you just have to figure out a way to persevere through that. So I want to talk about that, because if you're a consultant listening to this right now, I mean, if you're a senior or definitely an executive or national, you've been through some times, right? You get it. You know, you've kind of proverbially, you know, drank the Kool-Aid. You know, you're going to be here for the long run. But if you're a marketing consultant or a regional consultant or maybe a new senior, you may have just, you know, been on fire and you haven't experienced any hard times yet. But it's the hard times that condition you to be able to make it through the bad times. And, you know, if we lived in an area where it was sunshine every single day and there was never any rainy days, it's called a desert, okay? And that ain't much fun to live in those either. It's the rainy days that makes it where you can really appreciate and have the green, lush grass and those kinds of things. So just want to prepare people. And, you know, hopefully we'll never have another polar vortex type event, but we will have something else. I don't know what it'll be, but there will be something. And you just got to be prepared for that. You know, just make sure that you've conditioned yourself, you've mentally prepared, and you're in a position to persevere through that. So, you know, we're continuing to process through here, and we've got just great nuggets of information. I'm taking, you know, voracious notes here, and it's really great information. When would you say was the tipping point for your career? So, I mean, obviously, you know, you showed the opportunity, and then you said no to it, and then 10 days later, you saw Jim and Kim Mason, you said, all right, I'm in. And then, you know, you said, okay, I'll, you know, most people say, all right, I'll give this a whirl, I'll dip my toe in the water, whatever. And then they get going, and then at some point you've decided that, you know what, I think I can make a career out of this. When did that tipping point occur for you and your family?
Yeah, tipping point. Malcolm Gladwell, love it. I don't know if you read that book, but that's a good book too.
Absolutely.
So my tipping point is a little bit different than a lot of stories. I joined on a Sunday, like I said. The following Monday, we promoted to regional consultant. We put a bunch of people in right away. We went sponsor. Wasn't waiting for our team to do the work. We were just sponsoring people like crazy. So 17 days from the day I started my business, I get a phone call from my boss, and he's laughing, and he says, we just sold the business. Now, my boss is a high school dropout. His parents gave him a hand-me-down beer distributing company worth millions of dollars, and he's just giggling. I just sold the company, and he says, for $10 million, and the guy who bought it, this is a good story too, and I want you guys to hear this. The guy who bought my company, not mine, the company I was working for between $6 and $10 million, named Peter Cerdo, owns the largest privately held business in Buffalo, New York, buys my company, and now has joined Ammon Energy, and him and his wife, Mary Cerdo, are executive consultants in this business. So that was a tipping point that came a little bit later. But my tipping point was I lost my job. Black Friday of 2011 was my last day of work, and I had promoted once, or me and my wife had promoted once, excuse me, and we were halfway to senior or something like that, and we just decided that I was never going to work in corporate America again. We were going to follow the leadership of Chris and Jerry and Brian and Kim and Jim and all the other great leaders in this business. They told me we could do it. They told me if we plugged into the system, it would work. They told me if I stayed plugged in and did what they said, I could be successful. And this is what I do know about business. If you do what the leaders tell you to do, and if someone's already done it and is willing to teach you the way, you can be successful if you are willing to be coachable. And that's the key. You got to be willing to be coachable. So my tipping point came 17 days when I lost my job. And then, you know, a couple weeks later was my last day at work, and I've never worked in corporate America again and never planned to.
That is fantastic. So it happened to be, it's almost like God had a plan for you in some way, that you said no, then you decided, oh, you know what, I think I'm going to say yes. And then you said 17 days later?
Yes, sir. And I believe that wholeheartedly that God had a plan, because here's the truth of the matter. If I lost my job 17 days after and I had said no, I don't know if I would have joined Ambit, because I would have been scared. I would think I had to go get another job where I live. I don't know if we'd still be living in the same area. I don't know if we'd still be married. I don't know if my family would be as intact and as tight as it is now had I not said yes to Steve and then not jumped all in, both feet, go for those 17 days, because I wouldn't have had the belief level that I had. So I truly believe that God has his hands in Ambit Energy. I truly believe God has his hands on my life, and he's got us here for a reason, and we're doing his work.
You know, I want to, you shared something, and you know, so I've been married for a couple of decades, and we've had some great times and some not so great times, and you know, we've pushed through all kinds of different things, but one thing that you kind of allude to, hey, I don't know if we'd still be this or that, and you know, you never know the old butterfly effect. If you change one little thing, what would happen? But I do want to share this with you. In an episode we did, I can't remember exactly, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks ago, whatever the case was, it was with Henry Yee, brand new national consultant Henry Yee. And Henry was talking about this opportunity, and he says, my responsibility is to share it with people. And he gave a little bit of an analogy of kind of like sharing the gospel, but he said that it is my responsibility to share it with people. He goes, whenever I share it with them, and if they say no, he goes, I feel sorry for them. He goes, but I don't take it personally. But it hit me like a ton of bricks because he's a very soft-spoken, you know, you and I are more, you know, type A personality, you know, like over the top, you know, just we do what we do. That's not Henry. He's very soft-spoken, and I don't know if you've met him before, but just a sweet, just good guy. And but he said, and it hit me. He's like, hey, I just presented to him. If they don't want to, if they don't want to hear it or they don't want to accept it, I feel sorry for them. And you know, because they don't, they're not picking up what I'm laying down. But at the end of the day, when you look at that process, you talk about there are people's lives that finances, unfortunately, have a devastating effect. Most of the time it's lack of finances that have a devastating effect on relationships, whether it's your marriage with your kids. I mean, there's nothing like having to tell your kid that you can't do something for them, you know, when you really want to, but financially you can't do it. You know, if there's someone, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're listening to this and you got somebody on your list and you haven't reached out to them, it doesn't matter if you think they're real successful or not. At the end of the day, you're doing a disservice potentially to them and their family if you don't bring your A game and present this to them. I mean, you really truly are, because just like your situation on the outside, it probably looked fantastic. Like, everything's great. I'm playing golf all the time, blah, blah, blah. And then 17 days later, boop, game over. You no longer have a job. And it changed everything. Luckily, 27 days before that, someone had presented to you and was persistent enough to come back to you 10 days later. But if they hadn't, then who knows where your life would be. And it just, I don't know why that came to me just then, but I'm telling you, it's important, guys, that you do what you're supposed to do and you really follow the process and get in front of people, because it could be the difference between them staying married and not staying married, being able to provide for their kids or not being able to provide for their kids. It's serious business. It really is.
I couldn't agree with you more. It totally has changed our life. I have millionaires in my business. I have plastic surgeons in my business. I got Olympic USA women's Olympic wrestling coach Terry Steiner plugged into this business. You would think an Olympic wrestling coach made enough money, right? This guy, and I'm going to introduce you to him because I think you'd get a kick out of him, dug down at Ambition. He's leaving today. He just called me while we were on this interview, and I got to call him back. Called me today. He's getting on a plane in a few minutes to go to Houston tonight to fly to Rio to coach the women's Olympic wrestling program. He's a two-time national champion, four-time All-American out of Iowa. Olympic wrestling coach. And money isn't what it should be for him. Him and his wife, and I'm not saying they're struggling, they're making strong six figures. But because his passion is wrestling, and it's not football money, it's not basketball money in wrestling. So for him to feel like he has enough money, he has to do something else. And his mom told him, why wouldn't you be doing something else, right? She worked four jobs when she was growing up for him. So it doesn't matter who it is. We have to invite and ask everybody we possibly can. We don't know what their situation is. We don't know what their health is. We don't know what happened to them in 2008 or medical expenses, past divorces. Because they look like they're successful from the outside, people are looking for something all the time. They don't know they're looking for it. And what I'll tell you, here's one other thing I'll say. We have people in my business, and I'm sure you have them in yours, and everybody has them, that for $100 investment can get involved with Ambit Energy and be around the most positive, like-minded, loving, caring, coaching, mentoring people. Where is anybody going to do that outside of church in this business? And there's some people that just won't go to church, but if they can get around us, we can change their lives in a positive way. I got people in my business that haven't made any money and have been around for 2 years because they want the positiveness. They're on every call, they're going to the trainings, they're going here. They haven't made any money yet because something will spur them on. They'll have one conversation and they'll make some money. But for them, it's not about the money. It's about being around people like Doug and Mary and Richard and Jared and a bunch of the great leaders in our company that can positively change their life in ways way more than finances.
You know, that's great stuff. And I see a lot of people, you know, the same way. And thank you for those compliments. You know, there's a lot of people in this business that they know the world that's around them is not so great. There's lots of negativity in it. And they're hungry for something positive that they can wrap their heads around. And, you know, as you talked about, you know, it is a $100 investment. I mean, I get away from the word fee and cost and all that kind of stuff because those are generally negative terms. But it's an investment. So they're making an investment of their finances. They're making an investment of their time. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of people that if they never made a dollar from Ambit Energy, but they were engaged in the organization. Now, that's kind of impossible to be engaged and not make any money. But if you really are fully engaged, just for the experience, there's people that would pay, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to get the kind of education that they get by being at the events and the different things. So it really is good stuff. Now, as we're kind of wrapping up here, we're getting to the end of the show. I just realized how much time we've been talking, and it's been great information. Let's kind of talk about, you know, how you recharge. I mean, I know you're an intense, go after it kind of guy. What do you do to recharge?
This is the question that caught me off guard on the pre-survey that we did here. 5-star vacations, I like to recharge on them. But in this business, I'm plugged in all the time. I'm waking up 7:30 in the morning, and I'm starting my day off, and I'm answering text message and things like that. And not everybody has to take it. You're an A personality, so you're working your core company and then Ambit and doing all those things. With this, I got to find a way to recharge more. And I think that's an important lesson that I'm going to be searching out for myself. How do I recharge? How do I turn it off? Because, you know, I'm not going to say it's a drawback in network marketing, but if you're going to be successful in this, you got to be on. You got to be there for your team. You got to be there when calls are coming in. And there are a huge support structure to help out. But if you're going to be a leader and take it to the next level, you got to be there to help your team and other people's teams out when it's possible and when it's necessary in any capacity. So turning it off it's been a stressful thing for me, to be totally honest, Doug. But this week I'm shutting it down. Today, me and my wife been on vacation. Yesterday we shut it down for the majority of the day, shut my phone right off. Today after this conversation, I'm gonna shut it down, spend some time with my wife and new puppy, and then fly out to Dallas tomorrow, spend some time with Richard and Mary and sort of take a week off here to recharge as much as possible. But at the same time, I'm gonna be available if someone really needs me. It's just, I gotta differentiate what really needs attention today and what can wait till tomorrow. Because I like to take care of, if there's a problem, I like to take care of it immediately. And there's just some things you can wait till another day.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I definitely have a hard time turning it off. I really do. I mean, I'm good at sleeping at night, but other than that, literally, it's 7 days a week for me. I go to church every Sunday, but it's that's a precious time. But other than that, it really is on all the time. Now, I will tell you that Tien Bui, and I don't know his exact rhythm, but I've talked to him multiple times. National consultant Tien Bui, you may want to reach out to him because I think it's on Sundays, but it might be on Saturdays. He checks out, and he has his whole leadership team that understands that, and so it's designed to not contact him because he ain't gonna answer. He's not gonna answer a phone call. He's not gonna do a three-way. He's not gonna do anything at whatever specific time that is. And it's not every day, but it's kind of a weekend type deal where it is pretty much off limits so that he can spend time with his family. And I think, you know, once you get into rhythm and the discipline of doing whatever it is, because you're right, in this business, people need help. And, you know, I'm trying to think of, I think it was maybe Steve Thompson. He said that, hey, nights and weekends, that's when people that have regular jobs have time to do stuff like this. And so it's great that, you know, that Rick can do this full time, but the reality is most of your people in your downline aren't full time. They're doing it in their nights and weekend time, and you have to be available for them. So you just got to carve out some precious time that, you know, and it might be Monday mornings, you know, from 9 a.m. until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's kind of your weekend's little window or whatever. But yeah, if you're not careful, you have to do that. Now, when it comes to vacations and those kind of things, do you have favorite places you like to go?
5-star trips. We travel all over. I want to see as many new places as we can. So I don't have any favorite places. Lake Tahoe is absolutely beautiful. you know, been to Mexico several times. Right now, my vacations wrap around 5-star trips, and then like this week, I'm going down for a little bit of business in Dallas, and the rest will be wrapped into to just hanging out and having conversations and enjoying Dallas. Been to Dallas several times, Houston, Connecticut, Indiana. I've been to more places with this business. If my Facebook friends who aren't in Ambit Energy see me traveling and they're just like, what are you doing? It's an amazing life. And it is. I've seen so many things. My bucket list, this is one thing that I'm going to do to recharge. It just came to me and it is my bucket list. This year I'll see a Penn State football game, an Ohio State football game, a Notre Dame football game, and a Michigan State home game. All home games, back to back to back to back to back weekends this year because of this business. So that'll be a little bit of recharging and unplugging. But it'll be with my team, so it'll be a team event, but it'll be a lot of fun at the same time.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at my vision board right now, and I've got on here New Hampshire, Maine, and a couple of other pictures that are vacations because my wife has always wanted to go to those areas in the fall, you know, when the leaves are changing and all that kind of stuff. And that's not a huge, you know, generally place that I would want to go. But I'm always on from a business perspective. So I'm like, hey, you know what? We're going to kill two birds with one stone, and I'm going to go do some business there. And, you know, just because it gives an opportunity to go there and enjoy it, as you mentioned, you know, some of the things that you are, you know, looking at doing. And it really is great. So, well, Rick, I'm going to tell you what. I have enjoyed this time so much. I've got so many great pieces of information. And a couple of things just to kind of recap. You know, we talked about some of the books that you like. And we will put together a show notes page because of the format this is in. People can listen to it on their iPhone or when they're driving down the road or whatever the case is. And so if you missed any of the books that we talked about or any of those things, you can go to Ambitious Radio and just click on Rick's link there. And we'll put links to all the books, and so you can kind of get up to speed with what those are. And then if you like to listen to books as opposed to read them, which is what I like to do, we've also got an agreement with audible.com where you can download a couple of books for free if you haven't taken part in that in the past. So just want to make sure, you know, everyone's available that but aware of that. But Rick, thanks so much for your time today. This has been great.
Hey Doug, thank you so much for doing this. It's going to be a true asset for consultants and possibly prospective consultants coming into the business. So if you're on here and you're an Ambit consultant, I highly, highly recommend you plugging people into Ambitious Radio with Doug and his team of people down there, because conversations with top leaders, you're going to get some truer than true stuff on this rather than a conference call where it's all positive all the time. So I would highly recommend it, and thanks for doing it. And I look forward to meeting you and seeing you hopefully in Dallas soon.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, guys, a couple things we want to hit. Ambition is coming up, and so it is something where it is a world-class event. And with this being the 10th anniversary of Ambit Energy, it is going to be the biggest, baddest, and best we have ever had, according to our co-founders. And so that should be great information to go over. You can go to events.ambitenergy.com to get registered if you haven't done so already. And there are some exclusive bonuses and different things for attendees only. So you definitely want to make sure you get registered and make sure that you take full advantage of this opportunity. Number two, if you want to be notified of new and upcoming shows, you can text the word AMBIT to 69922. Standard messaging rates do apply, but just text the word AMBIT, A-M-B-I-T, to 69922, and we'll notify you when there are new releases of these episodes. And remember, guys, you can make money or you can make excuses, but you cannot make both. So go out there and be ambitious.
You've been listening to Ambit Energy's Ambitious 50, presented by the Ambitious Radio Network and hosted by serial entrepreneur Doug Parker. Join us weekly as we have engaging conversations with Ambit leaders on topics that can be applied to your business immediately after listening. Like what you've heard? Listen to other interviews at ambitiousradio.com or subscribe on iTunes.